line, Willie DeMace, 125-1063, the game and the Game Nashville app. TD Teron Davenport will join us 1 hour earlier than usual. He will join us in just over 10 minutes. We'll get his thoughts on some of the swirling rumors around the Tennessee Titans and the NFL draft. We will also hear from Rand Carthon and Mike Vrabel, the Titans pre-draft press conference. We will play live in its entirety at 1 o'clock on 102.5 and 106.3 The Game. But joining us now is Marcella Cruz, Vanderbilt tennis player. She also interned with Stars. And we are out here with Stars at Hermitage Golf Course. So what was it about Stars that really made you passionate about their vision and their mission?
Yeah, I mean, I think just their Hope Health Connection, just tagline, I think is just so, so important. I think mental health resources for really everyone, especially for like a developing adolescent, is just so important. It's really important for me. And so I'm always sort of advocating for that, like on my media platforms. And so it was just a great, I think, collaboration for me to work with a charity that's doing that type of stuff for Nashville. And I think that's really, really important. So, yeah.
Absolutely. And as an athlete, you do have a growing platform. And so how have you been able to use that, your experience and your following as an athlete, and leveraging that into more eyes, ears, and awareness about Stars?
Yeah, I think it's an awesome opportunity because you, especially when you go to college and you have that Vanderbilt fan base that is like following you and supporting you. And I think that's a great platform for you to voice other things that you're really passionate about. And I think this partnership with the Anchor Impact Fund and Stars, making those relationships has been really great for me to also follow what I'm interested in with the mental health resources, and making that whole connection just a part of like my brand and how I want to represent myself and to the community.
We hear about the NIL, right? Mm-hmm. And that's a new thing. I'm sure, you know, while you were in school, that became something that was mm-hmm. available to all athletes. And so we think of NIL and you're thinking, oh, this quarterback's going over here and what's going to happen over here. But how did you sort of marry the two? You mentioned the Anchor Impact Fund. I think a lot of people are curious about that.
Yeah, I think it was just the great brains at Vanderbilt Athletics that are trying to give all athletes the opportunity. I think you hear a lot about like the football mm-hmm. deals that you see and like the big name basketball deals, but I think it's like the opportunities for sports like me, like the tennis and the golf and maybe the smaller sports, that something like the Anchor Impact Fund pairing charities and local organizations that are doing great things for the Nashville community with students is just an opportunity to grow a lot of different positive movements around and help players like me, like also again, like tie my interest into something that like is really meaningful for me and for everyone around. So I think it's just, I'm really thankful for like the Vanderbilt Athletics for starting this initiative that's a little bit more meaningful than maybe your typical NIL deals that are about, oh, like my drink or like my, like my new, like, I don't know, athletic walking shoes or something like that. I think the Anchor Impact is a really great opportunity to do something a little bit more like, impactful.
So you guys are at the big part of your season right now. You just mm-hmm. had the SEC tournament last week. You got the Nationals coming up. So during the season, so how have you balanced working with Stars and, you know, trying to win an SEC championship, national championship?
Yeah, I definitely think the Stars family has been just really great with communication as far as like how I can, what's going on, especially like this event, and how I could help promote the event and get it out there. And I think just like the communication between just like what I could post now and what I can do and just kind of like that back and forth has been really the most helpful thing there. I'm also in my senior year, so I'm kind of the bulk of the stressful work that I've done.
The 10-page paper.
Right, that's yeah. behind me, so I've had a lot more time to sort of focus on awesome things like this and really get into the work that Stars is doing, which is just so, so awesome. So it's definitely a great period of time for me right now to sort of like expand myself into these realms that are really cool for me beyond tennis and beyond academics. I'm so thankful for Anchor Impact and for Stars for letting me do that. It's been really awesome.
All right, so you guys, I don't know why. This is like we've been saying the last couple weeks. Can we just have the NFL draft? We're tired of the swirling, the rumors. You guys have to wait a week before you find out who you're playing in the Nationals,
yes.
right? So why don't they have the selection show this week?
We want
to
know.
Why are we waiting so long?
Yeah.
Everyone want to
know. I know.
Where are the Commodores going?
The wait, yeah, the wait is really tough. I think it's just because every conference is still finishing up with their tournament. I know ACC's finished up the same time as we did this past weekend. So I believe something to do with just like the different conferences having their little tournament and seeing who gets through there, because they get that automatic bid. If you win your conference, you go into the tournament. So I think they're waiting to assemble just all the missing pieces there before the show. But yeah, I'm definitely really, really looking forward to it. And I think we leave pretty much as soon as we hear that call of where we're going and just get ready wherever we're sent out and hopefully just make an impact there wherever we are. So
I don't know if you guys have ever watched a college tennis match on TV. It's really interesting. You have several matches going on at once, right?
Yeah.
It's not like when you're watching Wimbledon, you're just watching that match and you got everybody's focused on that. The people can be watching any number of four or five matches at one time, right? So, in fact, you were in the middle of your match. You're about to get a win.
Yes.
And Texas A&M won the fourth match, which ended the team thing. But there's a lot of cheering going on for you know, court one over here. Somebody just won a big point. Marcella just broke serve over here. It's a really fun thing to watch.
Yeah, it's so different than what you see at the Grand Slams and what you see typically. There's a lot more of the energy. There's a lot more cheering. There's a lot more camaraderie and so much of those aspects and the crowd aspects of whoever comes out to college matches. It definitely impacts just momentum and the pace of the match. So it's a really exciting time, especially if you're like looking to transition into professional tennis. I think college tennis is a really great pathway because it just trains you for these different types of like pressure-like situations that you're put into. It's definitely really exciting to watch. And I'm glad that it's getting more media coverage and more live streams and whatnot because it's a really, really cool experience to be a part of a college duel.
Totally. Marcella Cruz, Vanderbilt Tennis and Stars intern is with us. You said you're a senior at Vanderbilt.
Yes.
Congratulations, first and foremost.
Thank you.
But you've kind of experienced life before NIL and now life during NIL. So how have the last 2 years differentiated from your first couple of years at Vanderbilt in the NIL era?
And really, some of your peers too, like people around school. Like I'm sure you guys talk about it a lot, right?
Yeah, it's definitely just in general changing the landscape of the sport besides just like what these NIL deals can do as far as just like financially and giving you a little bit more like opportunity and resources to help you, whether it be just for academics or for your sport, like putting into, say you want to go professional after and you're saving money and that's another way you can do that. But I think it really shapes how competitive college sports can be. And I think you have now more athletes like having to think a little bit about like, oh, like maybe I go to college and I have opportunities to get sponsorship or scholarship deals here. And now it doesn't have to be this big choice of, oh, I go pro and I miss out on this, and this, or, oh, I go to college and I could be doing this, and this as far as like financially. And now you have this really great opportunity where you can get an awesome degree somewhere. You could still play the sport you love and you can create like supportive fan base and advocating circle around you that could really help you for when you take that next step. So it's, I think that in turn is going to make college sports just a really attractive pathway, even more so than it is now for really, really excellent athletes to come through. And I think that's really just in turn make everything more competitive and great. So it's a really, really great thing, I think.
Absolutely. Stars Nashville mission is to help young people pursue their unlimited potential by providing hope, health, and connection. Where can people find out more information?
Yeah, I think Stars Nashville is really their big Instagram. Mm-hmm. And I'm also on my media platform posting a ton about Stars really every month. Marcella L. Cruz, you can find me there. And this has been an awesome event here at the Hermitage Golf Course. Again, just bring the awareness up and whatnot. So really excited to be
here. If you're a little older and you don't do the Insta thing, it's starsnashville.org. I've memorized that too. Also, you can see some cool pictures of Marcella getting fired up on the tennis court too.
Oh, I love to see it.
I mean, it's postseason. We got to get the doors to the top.
Totally.
Anchor down.
Looking forward to it. Anchor down.
Thanks for coming on with us.
Thank you so much for having me.
Thanks for all you do with Stars, and good luck in the tournament coming
Thank
up
you.
Here.
Appreciate it.
Awesome. Thanks, Marcella. Coming up next, Teron Davenport will join us. 102.5, 106.3 The Game.